This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's 16 past 8 o'clock. How about we take two skips and a jump and we move from cane to beer? Not sure how that just happened. Let's go to Amsterdam. Prof Dion Foster, good morning. Hope you're well.
Brad, it's way too early in the morning to be talking about beer.
I've been so confused about this whole thing. I even said it out loud now before we played the song. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated like it was this week all around the world. People go crazy for it. All dressed in green. Man, you even see excerpts in TV shows and movies when someone's doing something. But it always ends up being this night that ends up in drunkenness and debauchery. And I'm thinking, that wasn't really where the story started. I wonder why it's ended up like this.
Brad, absolutely. And, when I texted you to say, let's talk about St. Patrick's Day, I was almost thinking you were going to come back and say, what the heck are you wanting to do now? I remember a couple of years ago, I've had two American St. Patrick's Day experiences. One year I was in Chicago and they literally dye the water of that main river. I can't remember what it is. In Chicago, green. It's quite a spectacle. Right. But of course, the epicenter of American St. Patrick's Day is in Massachusetts, in Boston in particular. And I've been there as well. And it's exactly as you described it. I mean, it was carnage. It was quite sad in a sense. Mm. So this week, as you mentioned, Tuesday, in fact, was the celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And I thought maybe we can talk just a little bit about that, particularly because, you know, we're in this journey to Easter and we're thinking about what really matters in life, how we really are to live. And I think if we think about the life and the witness and the ministry of Patrick, it may offer us some insights into the way in which sometimes we get a little bit lost, but how we can find our way back again. So maybe just for our listeners who don't know, Patrick was not originally Irish. He was born in Brittany, which is modern-day Britain, in the late 4th century, so the late 300s. And he was born into a Christian family. And as a teenager, we think more or less around the age of 16 or so, he was captured by raiders, so people who were coming from the nearby islands, Ireland being one of them. And he was taken as a slave to Ireland. And we know this about Patrick because he actually wrote about his life in a beautiful book, which is worth reading, called The Confessio, The Confessions of Patrick. And this is where his story actually begins. And we'll see it's not a story of celebration and happiness. It's actually a story of great suffering. So he spent what we think was more or less 6 years working as a slave and a shepherd, living out, you can imagine, in Ireland, on the mountainside, in the fields, facing absolute, you know, isolation, starvation, fear, the cold. He writes about that. And throughout all of this time, he never lost his faith. So the confessions tell us that he was constantly praying and his heart was awakened to God, so much so that Patrick discovered what many Christians have found for centuries, that sometimes God meets us most deeply, not in our places of comfort, but in those wilderness spaces where things are most difficult. Of course, I think that's part of what we're focusing on the journey to the cross this Easter. So we know that he eventually escaped from Ireland made his way across the sea to England. Now, if I was Patrick, I would have said, thank goodness my nightmare is over. I never want to see Ireland again. Yeah. But of course, that's not where his story ends. No. The reason Patrick is celebrated is because he's known as the saint, the one who had a holy life, who brought Christianity to Ireland. So Patrick records in this book that he wrote that when he was back in Britain, he received a vision. It was almost as if he heard the people of Ireland saying, come back and walk amongst us. And so he discerned this, he prayed about it, and he decided to return not as a slave, but as a witness to Christ. And that's, of course, the turning point in Patrick's story. You know, he went back as a person who said, God can redeem even the most broken spaces of our lives and use them to become a witness. So Patrick is remembered probably as one of the greatest missionaries in the Christian faith. And he's credited, as I say, with bringing the gospel to Ireland in the 5th century. And because of his witness, because of his work, Ireland grew to become a nation at that stage that had many monasteries and many churches. So, Brad, maybe I can just say this about Patrick. As I was praying about this week, my own life and the lives of people who I love and know, I was reminded again of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Listen to this. The writer of the Proverbs says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight." So, Brad, maybe the lesson that I'm learning from St. Patrick is sometimes what we go through, I think, you know, is not easily understood. Sometimes it even feels difficult or there is suffering. But as long as we remain close to God and say, "Lord, your will, not mine," as Jesus did, soon we'll be reflecting on the Garden of Gethsemane. "Lord, I don't want this suffering, but your will, not mine, be done, so that you will be glorified and your will be achieved." And at the end of the day, God brings both his glory and our blessing.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Dion. Sometimes you don't even realize that you're just living your life. I mean, some people are intentionally going out to try and do something specific, you know, and they put all their resources and time and effort and everything into it to make it happen. Sometimes you get people who are just faithfully kind of doing what they do. I wouldn't know if they're not, I wouldn't say they're not intentional, but I don't think they're going out there to make this massive impact on the world. And then little do you know, all these centuries later, maybe not in this context always for the right reasons, but someone remembers your name and remembers what you've done and celebrates it and says, "Wow." And meanwhile, you were just kind of doing what you're doing. And it's wonderful to have an impact on the world by just doing what God has called you to do. Because when God calls you to do something, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it sort of comes naturally, doesn't it, Dion? It just flows out of you because that's your calling. And we've spoken about that last week. That stuff just sort of flows out of you. And then the next thing you know, you've made this massive impact on the world. That's quite something.
Brad, absolutely. And you know, there are two things that sort of resonate with me in what you've just said now. The one thing is, I think sometimes we get captured by walking by sight, not by faith. So we tend to judge the greatness of what we're doing by the standards of this world. You know, how many followers do I have? How large is my reach? But, you know, I've spoken about this before. The founder of Methodism, John Wesley, one of the great revival movements in Christian history, did everything that he did because he had a mother who devoted time every day to praying with him and the other children and raising them up to be, you know, faithful, God-centered people. So you know, very often it's the unseen people by the world standards that achieve these very great things. And I think, again, I'm just reminded what God desires from us is just loving faithfulness, you know, just in his presence to say, "Lord, give me what you put my hand to, and that will be to your glory and my blessing."
Well, there you go, Dion, all the way from the Netherlands on your radios here in South Africa, wherever you might be in the world as you're streaming us. Always a pleasure, Dion. Thanks for sharing these really amazing stories. We learn so much every single week. It's our pleasure to spend time with you. Thanks for making time for us, and hopefully we can do this again in 7 days.
Perfect. Bless you. Bye then.
Bye now. That's Professor Dion Foster. He's a theologian and the university research chair at the Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.